morning. I'm Rob Hackala, along with Lisa Azizi, and every week at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment. David Snell over at AxSmart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right, so here we go. Tax time and five IRS tax scams to watch out for in 2020.
Yeah, it always feels like we have far too many scams to worry about. And during tax time, they even increase, well, at least fivefold from what we're being reported right now. But just one of those things. They're out there to try to get our money or our refunds or file our taxes for us or whatever the scam might be. And we need to be very careful and vigilant this time of year.
All right, so let's get into and dive into some of these scams here. And I know you mentioned that the IRS is trying to send out warnings when they find out about these types of things to remind people to watch out.
Yeah, absolutely. There's really nothing new under the sun with these. They just change them up a little bit. For instance, the IRS impersonation phone call. Don't expect the IRS to call you to tell you you need to pay your taxes over the phone with a gift card.
Yeah.
That just isn't going to happen.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
You mean the person that sounds like a robot, not really calling from the IRS.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
And then the surprise refund bait and switch is a new twist on an old scam. After this, criminals have got our information, which they could have gotten from any one of the hacks, from Experian to whatever's happening online. They call and they try to impersonate the IRS, giving you some information about yourself, maybe the last four digits of your Social Security number, maybe your birthday or whatever, so they sound semi-legitimate until they start talking about what they would like you to do with any money that you may have received or any money that you are to receive in the future.
Okay, so it's this one's where they have a little bit more. Okay, so they have some information and they try to fool you that way.
Yeah, what they're trying to file a fraudulent tax return on you with your information, and then when you get your refund from that fake return, they're telling you to transfer that money to another account.
Uh-oh.
I don't know who would do that, but I guess some folks would actually fall for that.
Yeah, and again, that's the thing with all of these. I know, you say, well, I would never do that, but unfortunately people do, and that's why we got to keep reminding people so that at least you can pass it along to people in your own family and friends, just to make sure, just to be extra vigilant. So again, IRS is not calling you in any of these cases, so they're not going to call. They don't just assign people like, you take Massachusetts, I'm going to take Delaware. Just start calling people and say, give me your money. That's not how the IRS works.
Exactly right. They will normally not call you. They will send you a U.S. mail to describe what they need from you. And it's not going to be gift cards or iTunes cards or anything like that. It's going to be you need to report here or there and send this return to the IRS, an actual IRS address. So,
okay.
What about those when they talk about your Social Security number?
Yeah, that's the interesting one. They call to say we're going to cancel or suspend your Social Security number until you have paid your overdue taxes.
Ugh.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting one.
It is. It's a scam. Make no mistake, it's a scam.
Yeah.
They're never going to cancel your Social Security number. Yes, they're going to want you to pay overdue taxes, but it's going to be a legitimate tax return that you filed and that you would already know that you have overdue taxes. So they're not going to call you to say they're going to cancel something like that on you. It's just another phishing scam, which, we see these all the time. And just during tax season, they just become more intense about people filing their taxes because people are nervous about filing their taxes in some cases. So this is how they get them. And the other, an interesting one that we heard about and that I read about was that they actually have ghost tax preparers, which is a new one. So they're calling to help you prepare your taxes, and they tell you you're going to get a great big refund. So they go and prepare your tax. They charge you to do the taxes, and then they never file them. So you're left without filing income taxes, and they've already gotten your money for filing your tax return.
Oh no! And then someone has all your information.
Exactly right.
Wait, they've
gotten your payment for not filing the tax they said they were going to file for you.
Oh my gosh!
So what a ghost tax preparer. How would that work?
These are people that are just calling and saying that this is what they offer.
How does that one work?
Yeah, so they're going to call you, and they're going to say that we're going to help you file your tax returns for X amount of dollars. Mm-hmm. It'll be very simple for you, very easy. We'll get all the information over the phone. And it's going to cost you X amount of dollars, whatever it might be. So they take the information. They say, okay, you're going to get a refund of $700, $7,000, whatever the amount of dollars is. We're filing your return today. So they take your payment, and they're gone. They never file a return.
Oh.
So the bad part is that aside from losing the money to that ghost tax preparer, you're also not filing your income tax on time.
Yeah.
So there's all sorts of other problems that are going to come from this.
Right. And that you may not realize for a while.
Exactly right.
Oh, my goodness.
You might realize it when you don't get that $600 refund that you're expecting.
Yeah. Sure.
You know?
So just make sure you go to a legitimate tax specialist, mm-hmm. someone that can help you prepare. If you know, there are many services out there. We know the big ones. There are companies, big and small companies, that do that. And just remember again that no one is going to call as a tax preparer or from the IRS to get your information that way over the phone.
Exactly right. So, and there's the IRS has a dedicated tax scams webpage where the agency itself publishes warnings and updates about the current crop of scams that are in use. And every time they find something new, they post it up there. Obviously, they can't alert us, so it's something that folks should look at during tax season to see what's going on to try to prepare themselves or their loved ones from getting scammed during this time.
Lisa, this is Pierre. I'm from the IRS. I'd like your tax information. And also, by the way, you can pay, because we're putting it towards infrastructure, I need a Home Depot gift card. The government is now buying Home Depot gift cards to pay for bridges.
Oh.
No? That one didn't work?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
No, that's exactly what I'd be doing. I'd be laughing.
Yeah, okay. Well, you got to be...
I think that's good, Rob.
You like that? I'm doing an infrastructure angle. I don't know. All right. So, again, the main thing is, again, the phone call, just ignore it. Don't go... And if you have concerns about it, just tell someone in your family or whatever, and do not give any information out over the phone. We talk about it because, again, people do fall for this. They're vulnerable, and so we want to make sure you're protected. So anyway, David's got the information about some of the scams out there and some of the ones that have been reworked. And David, where can people go to read more?
They can go to my website at xsmartit.com and click on my blog link.
Thank you, David.
You guys have a great day. Stay safe out there.
Oh, you too. Thank you.
David Snell, our Tech Talk segment. We do it every Tuesday at this time on WATD.